Apparently, more Connecticut students are making it to class. You certainly love to see this report, especially ahead of back-to-school season, which we're in the midst of. State data showing chronic absenteeism fell for the fourth straight year, with 16.4% of students missing at least 10% of the school year. That is actually down from a pandemic peak of 23.7%. Joining us back on the show, Ajit is here, the Chief Performance Officer for the Connecticut State Department of Education, to give us some key takeaways from this new report. Ajit, welcome back. And as soon as I knew this was going to be announced this week, I had to have you back on because I think this is maybe the third year in a row, don't quote me, that you and I talk right around this time of year. Kids are going back to school, and we've been tracking these numbers, but this sounds like a win. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but let me know what you think about this latest report.
Yes, Melissa, I think this might be the third year. It's great to be back on the show. Love talking to you. This is, as you said, the fourth year that we're seeing a decline in chronic absenteeism, and what that means is an improvement in attendance. More students are coming to school. In fact, from that high of the pandemic, we estimate that about 35,000 more students are now coming to school regularly. So it is definitely a positive and definitely a win. We're not there yet, but we need all the wins that we can get, because those are the wind in our sails to really get to even higher levels.
So, Ajit, two-part question. Ready? Why has chronic absenteeism been such a problem that we've had to address? And how are we effectively addressing it where we consistently see year after year the numbers coming down?
Well, chronic absenteeism was a problem, or was a challenge for us even before the pandemic. You know, our rates were around 10, 11% before the pandemic. And the pandemic really, made that, accentuated that challenge for us. Students, we had remote learning, disruptions to learning, and then really re-engaging families, re-engaging students with school, coming to school in person was an ongoing challenge right after the pandemic. But I think after the pandemic, partly what we're engaged in is really making school more engaging, more relevant for students across the spectrum. And there are several initiatives in place to strengthen attendance and reduce chronic absenteeism. Perhaps the biggest one that we showcased yesterday was our Learner Engagement and Attendance Program, or LEAP. And LEAP is a supportive home visiting program. And what we are seeing from LEAP is that when we identify students who are missing school, and when LEAP home visitors actually visit the homes, we see more than double-digit improvements in attendance 6 to 9 months after the visit. And those effects are especially greatest in the secondary grades. And by the way, our attendance challenges are greatest in the secondary grades, in the elementary and middle grades. It's still a challenge there, but definitely much more accentuated in the secondary grades.
That's high school?
LEAP is perhaps our biggest strategy.
Just to be clear, Ajit, and forgive me for asking, but you're talking about high schoolers that would make up the biggest percentage of people who are chronically absent?
Yeah, high school is where the challenge is most acute.
Got it. Why do you think that is, Ajit? Because I was actually going to ask that question, which is, where are you seeing the highest percentages of students who are chronically absent? Because I know I've told you this story, but I have an elementary age child, and I know my son gets close to, if not reaches, the threshold every year so far. He's in third grade now, of missing those 10 days of school a year. And I admit that. I certainly do. I am of the impression, and again, I know I'm not seen as being correct in this, but I feel like I got one kid, I got one shot, and I want to live it with him. And I always make sure that I check in with the teachers. Are there things I could be doing with my son when we're away? Are there things I could be doing to make up for learning loss? But when there's an opportunity for me to do something with him, my husband and I to do something with him, we take him out of school. Again, like I said, it never really goes over the 10 days, but I know I am that parent who absolutely feels like, hey, I understand these are building block years, but I also think there's a value of taking him out of school when necessary. My point of bringing that up, though, is I would have thought elementary would have been where you see more of the chronic absenteeism, but I guess I'm not totally surprised that it's high school. Why do you think that is?
It really, like I said before, it really goes back to relevance and purpose and connection for the student as students, you know, mature, develop over the years from elementary to middle to high school. Making high school engaging and relevant is really what all the districts across the state are working on. And I had spoken in maybe in a prior call about how our schools are creating pathways for students that aren't just, you know, it's about college for those who are interested in college. It's about work readiness programs that sort of connect with college, where students earn college credit when they're in high school, that prepares them for 4-year degrees, 2-year degrees, programs, or sometimes directly to get industry credentials and employed. So when we have a hook for students, and when they see that there is a reason why I need to come to school, because school can really benefit and help me succeed at the next level, then the connection is there, then the hook is there. The other thing is relationships. You know, when students have a connection with a teacher, an adult, or even a group of their friends in school, and they see the purpose of coming to school, because school, you know, it's about academics, yes, but it's also about that peer learning, that social emotional development. And so when students feel connected, when they see the purpose, then we see improved attendance, improved engagement, and you know, consequently improved outcomes. So it's about really connecting and making school relevant for our students. And I think that problem, that issue becomes more acute as you go up the grades in school.
No, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. And again, Ajit Gopalakrishnan is here, Chief Performance Officer for the Connecticut State Department of Education. I was wondering, so yes, I think making high school more relatable, or at least try to connect students to, whether that is, you know, a leg up before they go to college, or even just the workforce once they graduate, I think that is a big deal. And I'm so glad our state is focusing on that. Do you think to some degree, Ajit, though, the impact of social media, and I'd say internet, bullying, or just problems with the internet and social media especially, does that also play a role? Kids not wanting to go to school, why would I bother? I mean, especially knowing that sometimes the worst part is dealing with your peers outside of school, on a screen, essentially. Does the Department of Education think that has anything to do with it?
Well, I'm getting here into some speculation and some hypothesis, but I'll just say that the challenge for educators today is probably greater than it's ever been, given all demands that may be facing a child. And so I would just say that we're always looking for positive ways in which to engage students and how to frame this issue, not as a negative. So I think that we're really just interested in seeing what are the actions that we as adults can take to make school more engaging and more relevant. It's about listening to the student, because you can't presume what students want or are interested. You have to ask them. And I think that when we do that, we find where their interests are, and we can fashion pathways and coursework and internship opportunities and job shadowing, et cetera, that really connect to their interests and that help them, you know, and they have to be viable futures as well. You know, so I think it's sort of putting those two together and then really fashioning that program of study that helps them succeed at the next level. So, you know, I won't comment on all those specific things that you mentioned, but just to acknowledge that the work of an educator today is probably as challenging as it's ever been.
Ajit Gopalakrishnan, I want to thank you so much for what you do, Chief Performance Officer for the Connecticut State Department of Education, and thank you for this update. We really appreciate it.